You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
We've certainly been seeing some changes in our weather over the last week with smoke clearing and cooler temperatures rolling in. But have we really seen the end of summer heat? And how does all that wildfire smoke we've dealt with in the last month affect our weather? I'm Ariel Van Cleve, filling in for Bellamy Palethorpe. KNKX weather expert Cliff Mass has some answers to those questions. But first, let's take a look at the forecast for this Labor Day weekend.
Well, it's a mixed bag, but not too bad, at least for Saturday and Sunday. Today, we had some rain in central Puget Sound from a convergence zone, and we have strong onshore flow, so there's quite a bit of clouds in much of western Washington. Temperatures are only going to get up to the upper 60s, so, you know, cool day. There'll probably be some sun later in the day, but it's definitely a knockdown. Saturday should be the best day, I think. A little bit of clouds in the morning, then it'll open up. Temperatures are getting up to around 70, so Saturday is not going to be a bad day. Sunday is going to start off fine, but then later in the day, I think there may be clouds coming in. So Sunday will probably get away with it, temperatures up around 70, but you'll notice a deterioration late in the day on Sunday as an upper-level trough off the Pacific moves in. There could, in fact, be some rain Sunday night into Monday morning. So people need to be prepared for that. I mean, there could be some sprinkles as an upper level trough comes through. So Monday, there'll be a lot of clouds in the morning. It may get better later in the afternoon. Temperatures are only getting up into the mid to upper 60s on Monday. So Monday definitely is a knockdown. And then as we get into Tuesday and Wednesday, I expect some improvement. So, you know, a much, much cooler period than we had the previous week.
So all these cool temperatures, what's causing the shift in the weather?
Well, there's been a big shift in the atmospheric circulation. We've had an area of high pressure, we call a ridge in the business, that was over the western United States. And that high pressure was giving us warm air, offshore flow, which also brought smoke in. And so, you know, that pattern was locked in for a few weeks. That's all changed now. The ridge has weakened. We've had these weak troughs coming in, a lot of relatively cool northwesterly flow from off the Pacific Ocean. So the whole pattern has changed. And it doesn't look like anything's going to be disturbing that. I've looked 2 weeks ahead. That's as far as I have any skill. And it looks like there's no heat waves in our future. So I suspect we are through the worst of heat and smoke. I think it's probably over.
Well, I know for me, the heat, I'm glad to see it go away. The smoke as well, I'm sure that others join me in that. And you mentioned that you know, it lingered in the region for a while. Now it's mainly gone, even though we're still seeing wildfires burning. Why aren't we seeing as much smoke?
Well, there are wildfires still burning, but the cooler temperatures and the higher humidities are knocking them down. But the key thing is we have good flow coming in off the ocean. The air is fairly clean over the Pacific Ocean. That's washing through the area. So, you know, we don't have this stable inversion over as the high pressure keeping it locked down. We have a lot of ventilation of air coming off the Pacific, and that's helping hugely.
So with that smoke, how exactly does that also affect our weather patterns?
Well, that's a very interesting feature that we've learned the hard way in the weather forecasting business. The smoke actually reflects a lot of the sun's rays back into space, and it causes cooling. So on the smokiest days, the temperature was actually cooled by 5 to 15 degrees. I mean, there are some days that were 15 degrees cooler in locations because of the dense smoke. It's
wow.
Really amazing. So it tends to prevent us from getting as warm. Then at night, we're often warmer than we would have been because of the smoke. The smoke acts as a blanket. And so the Earth, which tends to cool by emitting infrared radiation to space, can't do that very well. The other thing is the smoke tends to prevent mixing of the atmosphere. When you have warm temperatures of the surface, the atmosphere tends to convect, go up and down, like it happens in your cereal pot when you put the heat on. But that doesn't happen when we have the surface being cooled down by the smoke. So there's a lot of weather effects due to the smoke, at least as long as the smoke is there.
Well, that is definitely news to me. So thanks so much, Cliff.
Sure. Thanks.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. He joins us on the air every week at this time via Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of these weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Ariel Van Cleve, KNKX News.